You're listening to Reading Writers, a podcast on the joy of reading widely.
Welcome to Reading Writers. I'm Aaron, and today I'm taking a few minutes to share 7 books that I'm currently reading or I'm about to start. Now, why 7? Well, aside from the fact that, you know, I like to be biblical and it's the number of perfection, it's really just that I read a fair bit. Some books I read go pretty quickly. I have a commute that eats up audiobooks like crazy. And also, really, I just like having variety. So, with all that preamble out of the way, which I realize wasn't very much, let's get started. The first book on the list is Adam and the Genome by Dennis Venema and Scott McKnight. This book is an attempt to offer a scientific and theological argument for evolution's compatibility with Christian beliefs. Venema handles all the science while McKnight tackles all the scripture. So far, I'm about a third of the way through this, and so I really haven't had much of a chance to engage with McKnight's material yet, but what I can say is that reading Venema's material, I haven't really seen anything that I haven't read elsewhere, but it is interesting to read a book like this in order to understand different viewpoints and see what kind of arguments people are trying to make, even if I'm uncertain that they actually can be sustained biblically. So, but that said, I'm going to restrain judgment for the moment, and we'll see what comes up. The next book on the list is The Door Before by N.D. Wilson. This is actually a book that I am super psyched about because it is a prequel to the excellent 100 Cupboards series, and it connects to Wilson's other beloved series, which is The Ashtown Burials. And if you've not read either of these series, you really should. So do yourself a favor and go and get copies right now. Seriously, go ahead, do it now. Pause the podcast, head over to Amazon or wherever you buy books and do it. I'll wait. I'll be here when you get back. Did you do it? Okay. Book number 3 is Predictably Irrational by Dan Ariely. This is a book on behavioral economics. It explores the reasons why we make the purchasing decisions that we make. Books like this, they're interesting for me because, well, it's actually my job to know this kind of stuff. But it's also because I'm intrigued by behavioral sciences and how it can help me serve others more effectively. So learning the whys behind our actions is extremely helpful, especially when you can take the science that's in the books and connect it to our theology. And that's something that's really important and really worth doing. The 4th book on my list is The Imperfect Disciple by Jared Wilson. I'm actually about halfway through the audio edition of this now, and it is a great book. I can say this is a book that's worth your time because it's a book about following Jesus when you're kind of a mess, when you've been wounded by others or the consequences of your own sin are catching up to you, when you've been hurt by a church, when you feel like God is absent in your life. This is a powerfully honest book. And it's also one that's filled with so much hope, which is something that is hard for us to get at the best of times, but let alone when we're stuck in the muck and mire of our grief, our pain, our frustration, our sadness, our anger over things that we've experienced or things that we've done. But if I can be honest for just a second here, there's one thing that bugs me in this book. One thing that I wish was different. I wish that Jared was reading it himself. They got a gentleman to do the narration who's actually, he does a good job, just to be fair. But if Jared were doing it, it would be so much better. Now, maybe part of the problem with that is I know Jared, so I know how he talks, so I can imagine his voice when I'm reading his words, and the voice of the person that is reading it just doesn't match. So if you're someone who doesn't know him, you probably won't have a problem and you'll wonder why I'm even talking about this. But regardless, I think it's a great book so far and I hope you will enjoy it too if you decide to read it. The next book is a fun one, and it's a graphic novel that I feel like throwing into the mix because, well, I'm the comic book guy. This one is New Teen Titans Volume 5. This is part of DC Comics' reprint series of the 1980s title by Marv Wolfman and George Perez. The story in this one is actually the setup toward what was the greatest storyline that series ever had, called The Judas Contract. And I think that's collected in volume 6. This book was one of my favorites when I was in my teens, not because I was a teen when it was coming out. I was actually a toddler when it was initially being released, but I collected the back issues when I was in high school. And my eldest daughter loves, and I mean loves, this book today, despite there being some stories that I've asked her not to read. And because she's a great kid, she actually listens, guys. This is pretty amazing right there. But she enjoys the book. She enjoys the stories. And she knows where her limits are, too. So she knows what she shouldn't be reading in it. So clearly her mother's done a good job of training her in this way. The sixth book is one that I'm actually not entirely sure if I'm going to read yet or not. It's one that is on my, it's on my definitely maybe list. It's called Infinite Tuesday by Michael Nesmith. For those who don't know, Nesmith is the founding guitarist of the Monkees, the son of the inventor of liquid paper, and the creator of the music video, among many other things. Pop memoirs like this are, for some reason, they're just incredibly entertaining to me. I really enjoy them. They're just fun. They don't ask too much of me, and they're not trying to change my worldview. They're not trying to change my thoughts about any particular thing. They're just letting me see inside another human being, even if it's someone who I would have absolutely no reason to have any contact with in real life. And that's pretty cool. The final book on this list is one that I actually had the chance to read about a year ago in an early stage, and was privileged to be able to offer an endorsement for, and that is Reflect by Thaddeus Williams. This is a book that is all about learning to follow Jesus by considering the life of Jesus. It's built out of a desire to help readers grow in their knowledge of the one that they worship and the worship of the one that they could know with greater clarity. So this is a very thoughtful read. It's a very engaging read. Williams is a great writer, and he draws on all kinds of different sources, and it's just super fun, and I think you're really going to dig it if you decide to read this one too. So that's what I've got on my nightstand, in my apps, and overflowing on my bookshelves at the moment. If any of these sounded interesting to you at all, I really hope that you will grab a copy. And if you need some additional reading recommendations, if you're running low on what to read, go over to bloggingtheologically.com today and find an article titled What I Read in April for a quick look at 11 more books that I read recently. Thanks for listening to Reading Writers, a podcast on the joy of reading widely. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a rating and review on iTunes. Your feedback helps more people find the show. You can follow me on Twitter at Aaron Strongarm, and for more content, including reading recommendations, please visit bloggingtheologically.com.